Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dale and Keefe. Dale and Keefe. Middays 10 to 2. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Reamer Bradford Week. Oh, Reamer's no longer with us no more. RIP to the little homie. This hour of the Bradford Wiggy Show is brought to you by Feldman Land Surveyors.
Bradford Show. That's my open? That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hit Bradford. That's my open. I'm waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion. Bradford Show.
That's delicious. Well, Wiggy, you know how it works.
So it's the Bradford Show?
Once Reamer leaves, it becomes my show with Jermaine Wiggins as my sidekick. You're my Ed McMahon.
Is that okay?
Yeah. By the way, can we just get this out of the way? Last week, we knew what was going on with Alex Reamer, right?
Yeah.
We did. Okay.
We found out that day.
We played it coy, though. He won all three media stars.
He did.
The next morning, he drops the column saying, I'm going on to politics. So
yes.
I just want to, and I think that you would agree, that we should take a few seconds to say, this pour went out for the little guy.
Pour went out for the little homie.
All right. We can't really do a moment of silence on the radio. So instead, this is what we'll do. Miss you, Alex.
So if you're out there, you're drinking your liquor right now. I know it's early in the morning, but hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Pour one out to the
homie Alex.
All right, Wiggy, is it any coincidence? First of all, how are you?
I am well.
You sounded excellent on Friday morning.
Well, I always sound good on.
There's your future is very undetermined.
Yeah, it's undetermined.
Very undefined.
Right now, it's fluid.
I always love coming in here and getting the lay of the land when it comes to Jermaine Wiggins' career. I don't think it's any coincidence, Wiggy, that the week we've had two major retirements, two major change of course when it comes to life. We had Alex Reamer on Monday, and what did we have last night?
Oh, we had a quarterback saying goodbye.
So where were you?
I believe he wears number 12, doesn't he?
Just like Alex Reamer.
Oh.
I don't know. Who knows? but where were you? Where were you the moment that you heard that Andrew Luck had retired?
I was actually watching the Hurricanes.
Me too. That's
Gators
how
game.
I saw it. It came across the
little ticker on the bottom from Adam Schefter, and I was like, what? And I knew he was like, you know, I thought he was just taking the preseason off in the sense of, you know, because he had like an Achilles injury or an ankle injury or something like that.
He had a lot of injuries.
Right, but when you looked at, there was nothing that... Didn't he play in all 16 games last year? I mean, you look at what he was able to do. Yeah, last year he played.
Yeah, so we're going to go through this surprise retirement from the NFL. And the thing that Andrew Luck can hang his hat on, holds the NFL records for most passing yards and passing touchdowns in a final season.
Okay.
That's pretty insane.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
But I think the biggest thing is when you think about the Andrew Luck situation, right? After last year, he got comeback player of the year. So there was really nothing that... So when I saw it last night, when I saw the Adam Schefter report last night, I was like, where'd this come from? Because there was nothing that led me to believe, based on his performance in the 2018 season, that led me to believe that he was just going to do this, you know. And there was some injuries that he dealt with, but he had came back. He, you know, unlike the Rob Gronkowski situation where... Last year, he was kind of beat up.
Yeah, you knew it was coming.
Yeah, well, you didn't know.
It was more than 50-50.
Right, so you were like, he's kind of beat up. He's this, he's not playing.
This legitimately came out of nowhere.
Right, and then throughout the preseason this year, there weren't any reports of, like,
none.
You know, like I said, the only thing that I thought I heard is he had, like, an ankle or Achilles, and, you know, he was just working through that to get back for week one.
So there's a lot to go through in regards to this Andrew Luck thing. There's a ton. I mean, there is a ton because there's the Doug Gottlieb tweet, which is saying this is the most millennial thing ever to leave football, to retire because you're mentally, you don't want to go through the rehab. I'm paraphrasing, but you get the gist of it. You have how he did it in terms of really only telling Jacoby Brissett and a couple other people. Evidently he was going to tell the rest of his teammates this morning, so he didn't get a chance to do that. You have the booing when he's walking off the field. You have the conversation, Wiggy, is this something that, like, you feel like, oh, good for you, Andrew Luck. Good for you. You're going on to live your life. Or are you of the mind saying, hey, you know what? You still had more football on you. You gave up too quick. What are you doing? So there is a lot to get through. But what we do know is last night, to set the scene, Wiggy and I are both sitting on the couch together.
Yes.
Watching the Miami,
you had
Florida
a boom sauce, I had a free bird.
That's right. But we had both, and we were both weeping because we were thinking about not doing the show without Alex Reamer the next day. But we're watching a great football game,
great
by the
football
way.
Game.
Great kickoff. College football is back. I got to admit, I watched that instead of the fifth inning of the Red Sox game. Yes. And so we were sitting on the couch. This comes across. And then you just see all the tweets. You see, and then you have the video of Andrew Luck walking off the field getting booed. And then you actually have the press conference of Andrew Luck right after the game. The whole thing was bizarre, but this is what Luck had to say after the game.
Hello. This certainly isn't how I envisioned this or planned this. But I am going to retire. This is not an easy decision. Honestly, it's the hardest decision of my life. But it is the right decision for me. For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, injury, pain, rehab. And it's been unceasing and relenting. Unrelenting, both in season, both in and off season, and I felt stuck in it. And the only way I see out is to no longer play football. It's taken my joy of this game away, and this. Sorry. I've been stuck in this process. I haven't been able to live the life I want to live. Taking the joy out of this game. And after 2016, where I played in pain and was unable to regularly practice, I made a vow to myself that I would not go down that path again. I find myself in a similar situation. And the only way forward for me is to remove myself from football in this cycle that I've been in. Come to the proverbial fork in the road. And I made a vow to myself that if I ever did again, I would choose me in a sense.
Okay, as someone who has retired, I have never retired. Mm-hmm. My birthday is coming up on September 3rd, so that might be the day I retire. Who knows? But as someone who has stepped away from the game, Wiggy, what was your initial reaction when you heard this, when you saw this, when you saw the scroll come across?
Well, I mean, see, my retirement is a little bit different than Andrew Luck's, right? He's doing it because
it is. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well,
I didn't know you weren't lumped in with Jim Brown and Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, you know.
How old were you when you played your last game?
Whatever 2010 was. So I have no idea how long.
Well,
let's do the math.
Let's do the math. Let's get out the abacus.
That was 2000.
When were you born?
2019 minus 2010.
This is like my wife like doing the tip.
I'm
calculator.
44 now. So whenever 2010 was in that, like,
what
that
is wrong
Christmas
with
time.
You?
So you were 25.
Yes. 44.
You were 17.
Yeah, so I was somewhere in, you know.
No, 30s. I actually want to pin this down. So I'm a little worried about you right now.
What's that, 9 years ago? So like 36, 35, okay. Somewhere in that range.
We get the vague range.
Yeah, somewhere in
okay.
that range. I mean,
anyway,
it's too early to do math. But the thing about Andrew Luck, here is a guy who was the number one overall pick. So it's his retirement is a little bit different. Like if I got a call right now from Bill saying, hey, listen, Lance Kendricks is suspended for the first game. Ben Watson is out for the – I would make my way up to
– Is this, by the way, is that your leverage for this place?
No.
I think I might be retiring from this place. Did you run into the Joes and say, hey, listen, you know, I'm not going to say that I did get a call or I didn't get a call, but Lance Kendricks out of game.
I don't know. I might have to go
I might not be available for NFL Sunday.
I might go the Reamer route. But when you look at the situation of guys retiring, you know – it wasn't like something that I wanted to do. It was obviously, you know, the league said, listen, you are going to retire. It was, I didn't get no nice watch for it either. But in the Andrew Luck situation, here's a guy you can clearly tell, and just looking at some of his injury history, here's a guy that the toughest part for him was is the mental part of rehabbing year in and year out from some
injury. Can you understand where he's coming from?
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I can understand where he's coming from. You know, because physically, it's one thing. You push yourself through there, and it's always tough. That you can get over that physical element of pushing through rehab, pushing through training, but it's that mental part. And once you kind of, like he said, it sounded like, once you kind of lose that love for it and that rehab and that mental part of having to push through these injuries and dealing with them, you know, it's very difficult.
Yeah, well, you just hit on it. When you lose the love for it,
yes,
it's gone. And you know, because this is all about making the correlation between Andrew Luck and Alex Reamer. Reamer said this in his column. It's like, hey, listen, I felt like I wanted to talk a whole lot more about politics than I did sports.
Right.
All right, that's cool.
His passion was...
Like, I could scream at him and say, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Which I didn't do.
Right.
But his passion was with politics.
And the thing about the Andrew Luck situation, right, it could be one of these, and this is what I truly think, you know. He's 29 years old. I think it's he takes a year or two off.
Ooh.
Yes.
And then he plays for Gerard Mayo in Carolina.
Well, then he comes back, he plays for the Pats when Brady's retiring. How you pump the brakes, Josh McDaniels.
Can I do that? It's outside of clapback season.
No, you're not clapping back anymore.
I don't care.
You can clap, though.
I want to clap.
But I think that, you know, here's a guy that right now, you know, the mental part of everything he's dealing with, and football players that's the biggest thing. There's a lot of football is 90% mental, right? And not just the game and understanding it, but all the hardships that come with it. And that's the being able to prepare yourself week in and week out when you're dealing with injuries. You know, being able to prepare yourself, you know, for your opponent and the playbook and the game plan and knowing that, you know, your career could end at any moment, knowing that there's nothing, you know, in a lot of people's cases, there's not much that's guaranteed. You know, I don't think it's a financial element for Andrew Luck. He's got plenty of money.
He left a lot of money on the table,
right?
He
did. Yeah, so I don't think it's the financial part, but you could tell mentally having to deal with those injuries, and he might, and it's just, and it, you could tell it's something that bothers him every day. And so who knows? He takes a year, maybe two off. He comes back at 31.
I bet he doesn't, though.
You don't think so?
Nah, because he's like, obviously, he's very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
He's next level intelligent.
He went to Stanford.
Yes, I understand. I probably can find some stupid people who went to Stanford. but you talk to, who was it? Pat McAfee. I saw his video up online, and he's saying, like, this guy, Pat McAfee, former Colts punter, who went to Barstool. I don't know what he's doing now. But he had a video online, and he said, listen, we all knew this guy was one of the most intelligent guys that we had ever come around. Mm-hmm. So to me, he has this mapped out. My initial response was the same.
But why can't he, like, how do we know?
No, I don't know. I think that Jason Witten is a very intelligent guy, too. And he heard the siren call of the NFL after a year in the booth. I just feel like this guy has thought this through. This isn't the emotional reaction that some of these other guys might have. And even Gronk, like when Gronk did his thing.
You don't think it's an emotional reaction?
No, I don't think this is an emotional reaction.
See, I think there's a little bit there, too.
Well, I mean, it's emotional,
No, but I mean, like, it's... I don't know how much of this, I'm not saying wasn't planned out, but how long did he think about this? Because think, he was...
I bet he thought about this 2 years ago.
But he was in training camp this year, right? So if he was dealing with certain things that he, you know, says that he's dealing with, and the physical and mental part of rehabbing and not going to practice, he talked about he didn't want to go through another 2000 and what was it, 16 season or something to that effect.
Yeah.
If he was thinking about this, why would he even put himself in the position? Why wouldn't he do like Gronk did and then, you know, said, you know what, I'm hanging this up before the season?
Because I think that he wanted to give it exactly what I said. He's a smart guy. He wanted to exhaust every avenue. I'm sure that he didn't feel passionate coming into this season, but it's not reactionary. It's not emotional when you go to camp and you say, I don't feel it, but I'm going to try to see if there's anything there. And then you get to this point.
But isn't that more of a reactional call?
No, I think that's playing it out as long as you can. Playing it out. An emotional reaction would be doing what Gronk did. That would be more of an emotional reaction.
Gronk basically at the end of the season was like, well, you know, he doesn't know what he's
going to
do.
Yeah, but you know how it is at the end of the season, Wiggy.
Yeah, but you take that time, right? Andrew Luck shows up to camp this year.
I think it's the exact opposite.
We all think Andrew Luck's going to play, and even he thinks he's going to play because he's at camp. He's practicing, and he's there, and then all of a sudden, you know, out of nowhere, he decides, you know, whatever it might have been that, you know, maybe because he was dealing with, it says, a calf strain. So maybe that's part of it this year. And he's like, oh, I dealt with this last year. You know what? I don't want to deal with it no more. But if he's coming into the season knowing that, hey, or after last season, if he's knowing that these things have been bothering him and this could really be it, like you said, if he's thinking about this, maybe he goes sit down before the draft and gives the team an opportunity to say, you know what? Hey, I'm going to hang it up. You might want to look for another quarterback.
I think, Wiggy, what it comes down to, I think this is a guy who thought he could power through it, that maybe he would find the joy to it all over again, and then it just wasn't there. And that's what the thing that my biggest takeaway, I asked you when we're sitting on the couch together watching the football season, the football game last night, what was the thing that immediately jumps to my mind? And for me, it was good for you. Good for you. And I felt the same way with Gronk, because you know, Wiggy, as well as I do, people are saying, how dare you, Gronk? Some people were saying, hey, you still have a lot of football. How dare you step away from football? That's a selfish thing. But
well, those people are morons.
Well, I believe
Gronk and Luck have a lot of football left in them.
Sure. But I wouldn't say particularly when we know what we know about football.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had, who was the guy for the 49ers, the linebacker that retired?
Patrick Willis.
No, not Patrick. Well, he also retired very early.
Yeah, but there was I'll look it up.
I know you're talking about.
So anyway,
Chris Boland.
Yes, Chris Boland. The point is that all that we know about football,
mm-hmm.
I don't begrudge anybody at all for getting whatever money you can and then going on your merry way. That's it. Like this.
Well, he was fortunate to be able to do that, right?
Right.
You know,
that's what I mean. I mean, so I don't begrudge Gronk. I don't begrudge Andrew Luck. And that leads me to the Doug Gottlieb tweet, which is one of the biggest storylines when it comes to this. And there is so much to pick through when it comes to this Andrew Luck thing, including Wiggy's take that he's going to be the Patriots quarterback in a couple years. But one of the things that surfaced immediately was Doug Gottlieb, who is a radio host and former college basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
He said, retiring because rehabbing is quote-unquote too hard is the most millennial thing ever, hashtag Andrew Luck. I don't know why you have to put hashtag Andrew Luck. And the best response I saw was from Zach Kiefer. And he says, all he responds is, physical toll on Andrew Luck throughout six NFL seasons. Torn cartilage in two ribs, partially torn abdomen, a lacerated kidney that left him peeing blood, at least one concussion, a torn labrum in his throwing shoulder, and this mysterious calf and ankle issue that led to this. And so, Doug Gottlieb, first of all, what are you talking
about?
He's
a moron because it's not the fit. You know, I would think like when a lot of guys, they say, you know what, I'm going to walk away. And in Andrew Luck's case, and you hear him and he speaks about it. It's not so much the physical part of the rehabbing. It's the mental part that you have to deal with going through that rehab, right? If you physically push yourself through, it's like working out, right? You go to the gym. Once you start working out.
I remember that.
Yeah, yes. You know, it's not a big deal, right? All your... You're running the marathon.
Sure.
It's not the physical part that you deal with, like the leg pains.
No, it's the mental.
It's the mental.
That's why I'm mentally superior than most, because I finished the marathon.
Yeah. So Doug Gottlieb, that's just a stupid-ass thing to say. He's a moron for saying that. the Andrew Luck situation, that's what it seems like. Mentally, he can't do what Steve McNair did, where Steve McNair wouldn't basically practice all week and play on Sundays.
You know what, Doug Gottlieb, and listen, he's a radio host, and he tries to drop bombs every once in a while. But for me, this reeks of a guy who wasn't able to continue his career, much like, you know, Wiggy, like you said, mm-hmm. it was your case, wasn't able to continue his career, would do anything to be back out there, would do anything to be playing the NBA, and didn't get that chance.
Right.
And so he's saying, well, how could anyone who is afforded that chance retire? Well, too bad. Like, everybody's different.
We're not all number one picks.
And it all comes back, Wiggy, to what I said before. He has put himself in this position to actually jump off this train when the jumping is good. That's how it is. I mean, when you have a sport which we know is going to really beat you up if you play into your 30s, or even if you don't play into your 30s, if you play an extended period of time, there is a good chance when you hit your 50s, it is going to be a rough road for you, right?
Late 50s. I'm in my 40s.
I saw you walk up to the Ted Williams seat.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And, you know, like, Gottlieb, it could be one of those guys that, you know, like me, where, yeah, we would have continued to play because we didn't want to retire. We were forced out of the league, right? There are those guys that, you know what, you don't have the ability to say, you know, like Brady's in that boat now, or Gronk was in that boat. I can retire when I want. There are guys that still wanted to play. I still wanted to play after my 2010, but no one wanted me. So I was ultimately forced out of the league. And then you look at, but I would never look and go, oh, this guy's still got gas. Why would he do that? He's got to be mentally tough to get through. Not everybody can deal with the mental part of what they have to go through in this game, in the game of football.
Right, especially if you have other options and right. You have a lot of money. And we got to go to a break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you this question. I want you to ruminate, think about a little bit in the break, because it's going to give you some time. Because obviously, if you can't do the math of how old you were 10 years ago, then I'm going to have to give you some time.
Yes, I need
this.
A little time.
So when you were playing, I believe there was two major retirement announcements in the NFL of guys younger ages. Maybe Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson, were you still playing when he retired?
I don't know. I have to double
check. Anyway, Barry Sanders, he retired when you were playing?
No, I wasn't playing.
Okay.
I didn't get there.
All right. So either way.
Right.
Barry Sanders, age 31. Calvin Johnson, age 30.
Right.
When you come back, I want your take on, like, you've been in NFL locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
What is the prevailing thought, you think, in these locker rooms, in the Colts locker room, or even the Patriots locker room, when you hear this news about Andrew Luck? Because I can sit here and say, hey, good for Andrew Luck for stepping away. You get all these things going. Good for you. But it's different if you're in the middle of it. And Wiggy, you were in the middle of it. Also, which is more shocking, Alex Reimer's retirement or Andrew Luck? Who knows? John Anderson behind the glass. We're going to take a break. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beck, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
It's very difficult. I love this team. I love my teammates, the folks in our building, the fans, the game of football. And as part of this team, as a member of this team, and because of how I feel, I know that I am unable to pour my heart and soul into this position, which would not only sell myself short, but the team in the end as well. And it's sad, but I also have a lot of clarity in this. It's been a difficult process, but my wife, my family, my friends, Mr. Ballard, Mr. Irsay, the Irsay family, and Frank Reich have been incredibly helpful, supportive, and I'm so grateful for them. You know, there are times last year I'd have to pinch myself and say, is this for real? Am I allowed to have this much fun on a football field?
That's Alex Reimer on Tuesday after dropping his column saying that he is leaving WEI. Was that's what it was, John? No?
That's what it sounded like. I mean, I didn't save the audio, but that's what it's labeled, so okay. I assume that's right.
All
right.
They both have very similar voices.
Very similar. Deep. Very similar circumstances. If you pick that through that, that could be Alex Reamer, that could be Andrew Luck. But so I want to pay off in the tease, and I'm Rob Bradford along with Jermaine Wiggins. This is our show for, what do we got, like another week or something?
I have no idea.
You are unbelievable.
They don't tell me anything.
I know they don't tell you anything, but I want you to be like, bang on doors making proclamations.
I know what I bring to the table. I don't need to bang on doors. They should be banging on my door.
I as the biggest supporter of you.
You
right?
are, Brad. I have
okay.
to say that.
I believe we are may start our own company. Who knows?
We should start our own radio station.
We already have a radio station. Okay.
We have our own
very successful podcast.
Maybe
network.
We should be working in upper management, because when we put our heads together, we come up with some great ideas that do a lot for this station.
We do a lot for the station and a lot for human beings and mankind.
Yeah.
But Wiggy, there was, you know, I've been your biggest supporter, your
yes.
biggest proponent.
Thank you.
I heard you talk about something on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to come through the radio and like, you are mailing it in.
What was I talking about? Day.
It was about the Red Sox game, the 12-minute game the other day.
What about it?
You were just taking the easy path, low-hanging fruit, saying that it was a no big deal. What they should never even played.
They
it was
should.
A joke.
If I was a player on the team, I wouldn't want to play.
Okay,
in that game.
Well, you have to look. Number one, you weren't there. I was there.
Right.
Number two,
and don't give me it was great for the kids.
It was great for the kids.
I was stupid. What? I did 12 minutes of baseball. I did hit you out because here's what happened. And I was like, what's going on?
It was a lazy take.
No, it wasn't a lazy. It was actually a great take.
Like, lazy.
I spit nothing but the hot fire. Now, we'll jump on this little train just for a minute.
Yeah, we'll get back to Andrew Luck in 2 seconds.
Right, I was driving in and I was listening to Dale and Keith. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. I changed the channel and started listening to something else. I came back and I hear you and Joey C.
It was an excellent broadcast.
And I'm like, the Red Sox played again today?
Yep.
And I had no idea. I was like, this was like sounded so weird. And then come to find out it was that. Because I had no idea this was on the docket. I didn't know.
603 words. I counted how many words I said in the broadcast.
And I know that players for both teams thought it was, even though Brock Holt said it was the funnest game of his life or whatever.
Oh, who cares?
But I know guys, you think Kansas City really wanted to stop
it? No, Kansas City didn't want. I don't care about Kansas City.
Or you think the Red Sox wanted to play, or was it today? Wasn't that their travel
initially
day?
They did. But when the point is
what's
that
the point?
Much like I said in the headline, you stumbled upon the joy of baseball, of everything. And I don't want to get into this right now. We're going to get into this a little bit later.
We'll get into it later.
I will say is that I was disappointed in you because as your biggest proponent,
mm-hmm.
I felt like you were just low-hanging fruit. You weren't looking into the situation nearly enough.
I did look into it because we talked about it for a couple hours the day before.
I know. And you had a terrible take to then, too. And I'm a little worried between that and not knowing how old you were 10 years ago. It's all making me very concerned. But before the break, I asked you, you weren't around when Calvin Johnson, or you're playing when Calvin Johnson retired.
I was playing.
You were. Him, okay.
Yes.
But you weren't when Barry Sanders retired.
Not when Barry Sanders retired.
So my question to you is, what is the reaction being in locker rooms when having guys retire or of knowing how the NFL works? What is the reaction you think, not only in the Colts locker room, but in the locker rooms across the NFL? Are people saying, hey, good for Andrew Luck. We can totally understand where he's coming from. If you put up a poll, much like
right.
I put up a poll just 2 seconds ago, which was, which retirement were you more surprised at this week, Alex Reamer or Andrew Luck?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where that's at. Because that's the most important thing.
That is the most
important thing. Andrew Luck, 73% right now. It's going to be close. So I guess people weren't surprised that Alex Reamer was going into politics. But what do you think that they're talking about? The players amongst themselves, not to the media, mm-hmm. in those locker rooms right now.
I think a lot of guys will probably be there'll be a group of guys who go, man, I ain't see this one coming. You know, because he was here all training camp long and everything. And then it'll be those guys that know him, that talk to him and go, man, I saw this coming, but I thought he would have did it who knows, before OTAs and all that. Why go through all that and come back? Because you could just tell mentally he wasn't there. Like you said, you felt like.
But you think that they can get their head around that? So when Eric Bolden retires from the 49ers, he was even younger. And he was coming off a really, really good year.
Well,
had a bright future ahead of him.
Right,
no
the,
injuries.
Right, but he was concerned about head trauma, right? The only people that would the only people that would go, I could see this, and there'd be, like I said, there's probably a handful of guys that he's close with, Andrew Luck, that he's like, eh, you know, or in practice, right? I mean, we do it, all players do it in practice. You go out there, you know, you're warming up, and you're like, man, I just can't do this no more. My body's killing me. And you're just saying that because your body's sore, and you're going through training camp, or you're going through practice, like, oh, man, we got to put the pads on again. And but then there are guys that you know that you'll talk to, and you'll talk to out of the off the facilities, and be like, man, I just can't do it no more, man. My body just, or whatever. I just mentally, I'm just not there. And there probably was a handful of guys that were like, yo, I saw this coming. But I don't think anybody's gonna be like, man, what are you doing? You know, guys in that locker room, they're not gonna question him.
They're sympathetic toward Andrew Luck.
Yeah, because they know they deal with it on a daily basis. Like, you know, especially guys who've been through, you know, guys who've dealt with injuries and been through rehab, and they know what, you know, that mental process is like. Those guys are gonna be sympathetic to him.
29 years old in the NFL is probably like, let's say, what, 35, 36. In other sports.
Well, it depends on how much you play. Yeah, I mean, it depends on how much of a beating you take.
Well, Andrew Luck took a beating. This make no mistake about it. He doesn't get these injuries just by sitting around. And someone had mentioned Tom Brady. Tom Brady, obviously, he's doing what he's doing, but he hasn't been beaten up like Andrew Luck was. If you would agree, Wiggy, that if Tom Brady took the beating that Andrew Luck did his first 6 years in the NFL, he's not playing right now.
I don't know, because it all goes back to the person's, you know, mentally and how they're able to overcome.
Well, what injuries, Tom?
I mean, look at Brett Favre. Brett Favre played a ton of years, right? And he took a beating the way he played the style, the position. And I know, granted, there was a point in time where, like, it felt like a 5 or 6 year stretch where every year Brett Favre was like, I'm going to retire. But there's a guy that took a beat, and there are a lot of quarterbacks that, you know, because of their style and the way they play the game.
But what was a Brett Favre injury? And what was his injuries? You look at, like, what Brady, his injury obviously was the knee thing.
Right.
He had that. And he's had some other injuries along the way.
Well, most guys have. But
sure, but nothing like Luck.
But when you look at Luck, right? His injury has been, what, the shoulder injury, right? I mean, that's been his biggest injury.
Well, I just rattled him off. I mean, you had torn collagen, 2 ribs, torn abdomen, mm-hmm. lacerated kidney, at least 1 concussion, torn labrum,
yep.
And then now this calf and ankle thing.
Well, but every player deals with something. Brady had the torn ACL, right? We know then Brady had some type of other shoulder injury. Every athlete deals.
But you're talking a shoulder injury. You went immediately to number 2 on the list, and we don't know all of Tom Brady's injuries.
Yeah, but see, this is what I think you're trying to do, what you can't do, and this is what you're trying to
do. I can do anything I want.
Well, it comes.
It's now my show. I don't know if you knew that.
But when you do it, it comes across as like you have very limited knowledge on it, and it's low-hanging fruit. You're now trying to compare the severity of injuries. Like you're saying, well.
What's wrong with that?
No. You're saying if a guy separates his shoulder and another guy, let's say.
Tears his labrum in his shoulder? I would say the torn labrum in his shoulder is more damaging than the separated shoulder.
But
yes.
It might be more damaging, but you're still dealing with injuries, right? You're still dealing. If I have an MCL sprain that I have to deal with and you have an AC joint sprain, there are two injuries that, yeah, the severities might be different.
How long do you does it take to come back from a separated shoulder?
Depends on how
a couple weeks.
How bad it is.
A couple weeks. You tear your labrum, you're out for 9 months.
Well, you tear your ACL, you're out for.
Right, I understand, but you're saying, how dare I try to define which injury is worse?
You said he had a torn labrum, and I said Brady had a torn ACL.
No, you said torn ACL is the worst of Tom Brady's injuries,
and
correct?
The torn labrum is the worst of Andrew Luck's.
Okay,
injuries.
Okay, let's go to number 2. You mm-hmm. It's a separated shoulder, right?
Okay.
All right. Which one do you want to pick? Lacerated kidney, torn abdomen, torn cartilage, and
well,
2 ribs.
What's a torn abdomen? Isn't a torn abdomen like a? He didn't miss any time for that.
Listen, don't pretend like you don't have an abdomen.
But I think when you look at Andrew Luck's playing career, he only had that 1 year where he missed games, and that was because of the shoulder injury, right? He basically played, when he got drafted in 2012, 16 games, 16 games, 16 games. Then in 2015, he only plays in 7 games. 2016, 15 games, and then he's out in 2017 with the shoulder injury, and then he plays in all 16. So when you're looking at it like, and I don't know the severity of it, but you're saying torn cartilage in the ribs, right? Wasn't that one of the injuries?
Yeah, torn abdomen. Yes. Yeah, at least one concussion, lacerated kidney,
right?
Which left him peeing blood. But right. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, man, but
so
but
it's like a Tuesday.
But there are guys that probably There are guys that probably deal with those type of things.
Here's a question I would have: John Anderson, wake up! But yet back there, all right.
I'm scanning for info to help you guys do my job.
As a co-host of the wildly popular Off Day podcast, the most popular football podcast
in all of
New
England. So.
Whatever. You're the straw that stirs a drink for that podcast. Tell me, so Brady was hurt. Brady did his knee.
Let's put Brady aside.
I got to keep going to Brady. Just let me get this point across.
All right.
It's my show. Sort of.
It's our show.
I can't even say that with a straight face. It's our show. Of course it is. Brady, when he hurt his knee, what year was that? That was 2008.
Yes.
2008. So Brady had been in the league 7 years?
No, he got in 2000 and yeah, yep.
Seven years.
It was his ninth season, seventh season as a starter.
Okay, so this is where I'm going to bring Brady into the argument. Mm-hmm. Andrew Luck is retiring after six seasons, correct? Is that right?
Yes. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep.
Six seasons. Mm-hmm. So Brady, the first time he had a major injury was in his, what did we say, eighth season. The first time. And Andrew Luck is sitting here after six seasons, and he has had this laundry list of injuries.
Right, but what's a major injury, right? Because he has a long list of injuries.
Well,
right?
You play.
But that's where I think you're trying to.
His injury resume, Tom Brady's injury resume is pristine compared to what Andrew Luck went through his first six seasons.
But see, but what you're trying to do is you're trying to like say, oh, he had a lacerated spleen, and then he had the torn cartilage in the ribs. You're trying to say, oh my God, look at the severity of his injuries. And then you're not factoring in that there's other guys that play through things. And it looks like Andrew Luck played through a lot of those things, because when you look at the number of years that he played and the number of games he played in, there was basically a year and a half that he missed. Compare him to like Rob Gronkowski. Right, and you look at Rob Gronkowski and the number of games that he played. There were seasons where he missed full seasons,
and now he's retired. That's my point.
But what I'm saying to you is that Andrew Luck, mentally, when you look at what he was able to do throughout his career,
yes,
you see that he was able to play through some of these things. He probably played through the torn.
I'm with you, like, and Wiggy. All I'm saying when I bring up the Tom Brady thing is to give an idea of how much this guy was beaten up.
But
like,
what I'm
much
saying
like
is,
Rob Gronkowski was beaten up. Tom Brady, in his first seven seasons,
right,
other than that knee injury, was
but see,
not
that's beaten. Where you're going. But that's where I'm saying that right there is that's the wrong way to do it, because you're saying based on the only way a guy is has a bad injury is if he misses a significant amount of time.
Yes or no.
I'm telling you is this, is that there are players that deal with stuff week in and week out that mentally can play through certain things, whether that's torn cartilage in the ribs or a lacerated spleen.
Okay, yes or no, that Tom Brady's injury history leading up to that knee injury was anything along the lines of what Andrew Luck had. They both played.
I don't know. I don't know Brady's injury history.
I'll take that leap of faith saying that he wasn't just the eye test, mm-hmm, in terms of the Dante Scarnecchia factor of this. Mm-hmm. He wasn't beaten up like Andrew Luck was.
I'm not saying Andrew Luck wasn't beaten up, but what I'm saying is there are guys, and Andrew Luck, to me, proved it, that were mentally tough enough to play. Some guys might miss 3 or 4 weeks with a lacerated spleen. Andrew Luck was able to play through it.
He played through it, and then it finally caught up to him, right?
So that's all I'm saying. All I'm saying to you, Bradford, is don't look at and try to compare it based on their injuries, because there are a lot of guys that we don't know about their injury history.
I'm not. All I'm saying is that, I guess what I'm saying, Wiggy, is that Andrew Luck got the crap kicked out of him. This is what much we know.
Like every player that plays in the league, for a quarterback.
If we, I'm sorry, I am going to compare quarterbacks. For a quarterback in this league, Andrew Luck got the crap kicked out of him a whole lot more than Tom Brady did when he played his first six seasons.
I'm not denying that, but what I'm saying to you is that every player that plays in the NFL and they play consistently and they play for a number of games is dealing with some type of injury.
I'm with you. I'm with you, but I'm talking about the quarterback, the elite quarterbacks. We got to take a break, continue this Andrew Luck conversation because there is a lot to get through in terms of, like, we haven't even talked about the reaction of the fans, which was embarrassing. We haven't talked to about there's a lot we haven't talked to about Andrew Luck. And also, I do want to get into two other things as the show rolls on, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, were you ever a captain of anything?
Yes.
You were?
Yeah.
Of what?
Of a team.
Okay. No, besides football your team. Beer league hockey team.
No, football team.
Football. Yeah. Which football team?
Minnesota, I was a captain.
You were?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. All right. Well, I want to get into, because the Celtics haven't named a captain since Rajon Rondo.
Okay.
And now there's some murmurings about Marcus Smart. I know that we're heavy on Andrew Luck. I know we're heavy on Patriots, but this is a fascinating conversation to me. Particularly, one of us has been a captain in the NFL.
And, and the other one hasn't.
We're going to tell you
which. Find out which one on the other side.
Find out which one on the other side. We'll be back right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back of Wiggy and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
You'd meant to the team and the city and the stunningness of the decision. Any reaction to the fans? Did you hear the reaction walking off the field?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I didn't say I heard the reaction. Yeah, it hurt. I'll be honest, Chap. It hurt.
You know, for those people that booed tonight, I want you to, it's an emotional time, and I understand that. But this young man has done a lot for the city of Indianapolis. And for the Indianapolis Colts, nobody died, and we keep moving forward. And that's what we'll do, and we'll make this city proud.
Nobody died.
All right, that's Alex Reamer leaving the WEEI building earlier this week, and then my response to it. When
those are all the fans booing.
Yeah, well, I know. I had to step up for him.
Nobody died.
Exactly, exactly. By the way, the poll, which I put up on my Twitter account, which retirement were you more surprised about this week, Andrew Luck or Alex Reamer? What would you guess?
I would guess that it's definitely.
Did you vote?
I'm going to vote now, but I guess it would be Reamer.
Andrew Luck, 74 to 26
really?
Right now. Evidently, once again, everyone knew that Alex Reamer's calling is to go to work in politics. Who knew? And in case people don't know, Alex Reamer has left us to go work for State Senator Eric Lester, and as the communications director.
But I don't think he wanted to leave. See, I think Reamer
was. You don't think he wanted to leave?
I think Reamer is like, you know, wasn't like an Andrew Luck. I don't think he wanted to leave. I think he was forced out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I
didn't know.
So.
Really?
So.
How so? I don't really understand that.
Yeah, I think, you know, he wanted.
He had the Sunday show. His name was on it.
But Sunday, you can't live off a Sunday show.
Oh, I live off a Sunday show. What are you talking about? I was screaming at a guy last week. It was last week when someone said that to you.
No, Wiggy. You can't live off a Sunday show. You could do a Sunday show.
Okay.
But you're not really, you're a writer.
Yes.
Right?
And I'm a lot of things to
right,
a lot of people.
Right, you're a lot of things to a lot of people. But I think Rima wanted it. He wanted to do more than right. And I think full-time air is where he wanted
You felt that if he was getting the run he was, like, say, two times a week on the morning shows.
Yeah,
like,
he was getting that run.
No, say if he was getting that run, mm-hmm. he would not have gone into politics.
I believe he wouldn't have. So then you know that potentially there's light at the end of the tunnel. But when you're getting just the Sunday show and you're not getting no, you know, you're not in the mix anytime, there's no, then he can't wait. He can't sit around.
I would disagree with you because I believe too much in that Alex Reamer wouldn't go down that road. He's smarter than that.
Go down what road?
Go down that, be so reactionary to that. If you're getting two times a week on the morning show, like, that's going to paint your whole career path.
No, but that what that will do is it's all about light at the end of the tunnel, bro.
I understand that.
I think that Reamer, he had a little bit of light. So, okay, I'm on 2 days a week on the morning show before the move to the Greg Hill show. So I'm on here 2 days a week. Who knows? That third man, that it almost worked for Mutt, right? Mutt was kind of.
But what was the what
couple
was,
times
what
a
was
week, the, what, and Mutt was going to be the third man in on the morning show.
Right. Well, what was a realistic light at the end of the tunnel for Reamer if you could say, hey, you're going to get two times a week on the Greg Hill show?
That maybe he does well enough that he becomes the full,
the everyday guy.
The everyday, the third man in on that show.
Yeah. I don't think that that's where he ever thought that was going. Even if he got two times a
week.
But
he wasn't. See, that's why I said
is that the light at the end of your tunnel?
No, that's what
you If
thought.
You got two times a week, you were asking, you couldn't do it this week coming up, right?
No. But if it were two times a week is like not just like, you know, hey, can you do Monday and Thursday this week? If you two times a week means, hey, you're going to be on every Monday and Friday. So now you can build. That's your building block.
I understand that.
Now people know. Now you say, okay, there's a little light at the end of the tunnel, maybe that these 2 days a week, that they're looking for a third person in there, that if I do what it is I do and I continue to ball out, that now I become the full-time star.
John Anderson, weigh in on this.
I think Remo was forced
did you,
out.
Do you feel that if Greg Hill said to Alex Reamer, we want you on two times a week. Well,
no, we want you on every Tuesday and Thursday.
That's two times. I don't know. Yes. Once again, math, not your strong suit.
No,
that's
but
two times a week.
You're missing the point. Not just be a regular fill-in. Give you specific
right.
days.
Right, okay. 2 times a week.
Yes.
Well, if you read Reamer's column, which I'm going into this conversation, assuming you did, Jermaine, he specifically said that he is more likely to be live-tweeting Rachel Maddow than to be live-tweeting a Red Sox game these days. So I think his heart was leaving sports radio.
That's where I...
Who live-tweets a Red Sox game besides Bradfo?
Every other Red Sox reporter and a ton of Red Sox fans.
Yeah, but he's not a Red Sox. So I'm talking about here in this.
I think forget about sport. Forget about Red Sox. He's talking about sports.
Sports. Yes. He and I see him tweet stuff about sports.
Okay,
all the time.
But to John's point is that Alex was.
Well, John,
more,
then answer the question, John.
Do I think Alex was forced out? No, is that the question?
The question
no,
is, if,
I don't.
If he got Tuesday, if he was here Tuesdays and Thursdays. Right? And he knew, hey, you're going to be on every Tuesdays and Thursdays. Do you think Alex Reamer would have took a job in politics?
Yes, I do think he would have.
These guys are lying.
I do, too.
We should ask Alex Reamer then. Let's call him
up.
Let's call him up.
Let's call him up. Either him, whoever calls back first, him or Doug Gottlieb.
Yes,
okay.
We can.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. All right, John, let's go to Mike in Maine. Mike, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
I'm off.
What up?
Yeah, Wiggy, I couldn't disagree with you more mm-hmm. about your comparison to Brady and Luck with the injuries.
Right.
It's just a known fact that Brady's been able to sustain a career up to 42 because of, like, one massive reason. He's avoided serious injury. And then, like, with your argument, you're suggesting that Andrew Luck retiring is that he's, like, less of a man or he's mentally weak and that Brady's, like, more mentally tough. That's
no, I said, Mike, it is a proven fact, and I will tell you this. When you look at the numbers between the two is what they played, and I gave Andrew Luck credit, said that he is mentally tough because he played through a lot of things and he played through a lot of pain. But when you look at their careers, I mean, as far as missing games, they're kind of right around the same. Brady missed all of 2008 because of the knee injury. Andrew Luck basically missed all of 2017 because of the shoulder injury. And then Andrew Luck did miss, you know, 9 games in 2012. So he got that. He's got that on him. My thing is this, and I will tell you this, and it's true. Guys deal with injuries differently. There are some guys that if they don't feel right mentally and they don't feel like they're 100%, they can't play. And there are other guys who can feel like, well, you know what? I know I'm hurt and I can go out there and play. That's not a knock on that person and being soft. There are just some guys that need to feel that they are 100% healthy in order for them to play.
Wiggy, if you look at Andrew Luck and you look at this guy's personality,
mm-hmm.
so obvious that he's not like most other football players and that he's probably just like, listen, this isn't for me. Just like
right.
Rumor politics, he probably wants to go like be like some liberal left-wing talk show host. He's probably more into that stuff than he is baseball. So I or sports in general. I agree with you on that. I think it has nothing to do with if you watch the way that Andrew Luck would sacrifice himself like in the game. The guy is tough. The guy could.
But I never said the guy wasn't. But see, I never said the guy wasn't tough. All I said is that when you look at guys that there are a lot of guys who play with pain, who play through injuries, but some guys mentally, like Andrew Luck, get to the point, and that's where I've said Andrew Luck is a tough player, but mentally, he got to the point where he did not want to put himself through that. There are some, he said it himself. I don't know, John, if you have the cut where he said he did not want to have another 2016 season.
Right, but the thing is that maybe this comes back to what we're talking about with Reamer or with a lot of people. The passion that you have in your life, whatever.
But I think he's still passionate about football.
I understand. I understand that. But clearly, more people, there are more players who are going through injuries who are more passionate than Andrew Luck about football.
Right.
That's and also, you can be passionate about other things when you do have the money, when you already have the success, when you have the intelligence, and when you have the other options. Much like Gronk. Like, do I
right.
think Gronk is as smart as Andrew Luck? No, I don't. But I do think he has a lot of opportunities.
Right.
And that's why he said, hey, you know what? I'm passionate about football, but not as passionate as maybe I used to be, and not as passionate as maybe someone like you were, Wiggy, who is, this is it. This is what I'm the absolute 99% most passionate about.
Right. And that's why I said with the Andrew Luck situation that he got to the point, and we always talk about Steve McNair, and Steve McNair is one of the guys that I remember when I was playing that he dealt with so many injuries that he couldn't practice on, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And he basically missed that for about 6 or 7 years in his career. There are some guys that mentally can do that and still go out there and play. And there are some guys that mentally, they can't do that and they don't want to do that.
They don't want to do it. Anyway, we got to go to a break. 617-779-7937. Hopefully we'll get clarity on this Alex Reamer issue
yes.
before I would say in the next half hour. That we're going to get it. But we got to go to a break now. I'm Rob Bradford, Jermaine Wiggins. Be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.